I don't know about you, but I am fucking sick and tired of seeing these mask holes out there wear muzzles. Because you know what it says to me? That they're stupid. They're so damn stupid. They'll fall for the next scamdemic. And the more you have these damn mask hole sheeple out there going along with this bullshit agenda, they're helping the New World Order. They're helping these tyrants just be the tyrants that they are. And so that infringes on us, who are pure bloods, who want to be left the fuck alone, who don't want to muzzle up just to go get our grox, our groceries, right? So they're basically, what they're doing is, with their stupidity and their fear, they're selling us out, the rest of us out, which helps. They have Stockholm Syndrome. They'll defend their captors. They'll defend the ones that wish to do them harm, right? And we're trying to wake them up and say, take that damn face diaper off. First of all, how dumb do you have to be to put on something to suffocate yourself? It's a self-suffocating device, as Peggy Hall has phrased it, and she's right. I tried wearing one of these when I first saw chemtrails walking a dog. I was like, I guess they're spraying the skies. And I couldn't do it. I said, I guess I'll just breathe it in, the chemtrails, the fresh chemtrails. Couldn't do it. And that's what something that's real, chemtrails, nanoparticulates. Imagine doing this with something that ain't real. Let's see, I have a big issue with that, because these mofos are helping these tyrants accomplish their goals. Now, they couldn't quite do it in 2020 and beyond, because a lot of us, sounded the alarm. So they have to move the goalposts around. So they wait a few years, you know. They'll try monkeypox, but that didn't stick. Whatever, you know, they'll throw that spaghetti against the wall, that strand of spaghetti, to see if it sticks. They'll see what sticks, right? And so it seems like, you know, while everything's happening in the foreground, you got this Ukraine, you got the election, you got this, you got that, you got bomb cyclones, you got Helene, you got so much stuff going on. You got a Fagalov threatening that congresswoman. I mean, you got so much in the news cycle. But meanwhile, in the background, confirmed human bird flu cases going undetected in the U.S. How convenient. Seriously? Well, let me just break it to everybody. There is no fucking bird flu. Whatever sickness they come up with, it's either the typical flu, which is your body detoxing itself, with cyclical, and usually it happens in the fall, just when the leaves fall off the trees, usually, depending on how much poison your body has to purge. It could be caused by, flu-like symptoms could be caused by radiation toxicity, 5G radiation, or something like that. Cellular poisoning, radiation poisoning, and it mimics the flu. That's what happened in Wuhan. There was no virus there. There's no Chinese virus. It's bullshit. MK? So, you know, I like the way they slowly mission creep their things. People don't see what is. First, they said there's bird flu over there, way off yonder on the other side of the world. They said, don't worry. That can't go to an animal. It certainly couldn't go to a human. Then all of a sudden, I think a cow had it. One confirmed case of a cow having bird flu. Because they stick the damn PCR, the ancient Egyptian nasal torture method, up to the cow's beak, and they pull it out, and it's faulty. It's all predetermined. It's all bullshit. All right? So then they said it couldn't go to a cow or animals. Then it did. Then they said, well, don't worry about that. Can't go to humans. Voila. All of a sudden, the story goes, now it's in humans. They're priming the pump. There's mission creeping this whole thing. Rinse, repeat. So now they're saying cases of the bird flu in human beings are going undetected. Oh, is that like COVID, which stands for Certificate of Vax ID? Is that like when they said, well, you're asymptomatic, Mr. Smith. You don't have any symptoms, but yet you have COVID. And the sheeple never thought, wait a minute, that doesn't make any sense. I have no symptoms, I'm fine, but I have it? Because it's just one big hoax. People ask, well, how is it that if 5G causes radiation sickness mimicking the flu, what about the areas that didn't have 5G? Well, all they have to do is say, you have a hangnail there. That's COVID. I have diagnosed you with COVID. Yeah, this person died in a motorcycle accident, but he had COVID. Toe tag has to put COVID on it. First, they start out with coronavirus, and then they change it to COVID. COVID stands for Certificate of Vax ID. Show me your papers to go from point A to point B. That's what it was. It was nothing but tyranny and depopulation. And here we are with this. It's undetected. Why is it undetected? How's it undetected? Huh? Somebody has some splaining to do. If you have a cold, we're detecting you have a cold. You got snot running down, you sick, you're shivering, and you feel like shit, you got a cold. Detox, purging. Flu is cold on steroids. You could pretty much tell when someone has the flu, or so influenza, what are they being influenced by to be that sick. But this is undetected. Now we have another mysterious, anything they say, you got it. I say this to say this. See, the current health risk to the public is low. Oh yeah, for now, until they ramp that up. They can't wait to see which one of these damn things they got going. They have a lot of irons in the agenda fire to see which one gets them to go, ah, we got it. We got it now. Lock it down. We got it now. Tell them to muzzle up. We got it now. Do them the social distance. We got it now. Martial law. Shut it all down. Whatever it is. So bird flu is still on the table. There is no fucking bird flu. How does a cow have bird flu? Person gets bird flu? What is bird flu? Have you ever seen a bird? I've had pets. We've had pets for years. The worst I've ever seen one of our dogs is sometimes they get a runny nose. But they didn't act sick. They weren't. They might have had a runny nose, but didn't last long. That was it. That was it. Unless they've been poisoned in the food. Somehow, I'm just saying, never seen a dog get a flu. Never seen a dog with a fever. It's just hot in the air. I feel sick. I haven't. But all of a sudden, birds are getting the flu. Cows got the flu. Chickens get the flu. And, you know, these chickens get the flu. And you know what they're doing on the farm? First of all, when you're sick, what do? Do you isolate the whole family or the person that's sick? You say, go to your room. I'll bring you soup in a few minutes. Get in your room. Get in bed. You don't go to the whole family and go, well, Junior's sick, so the rest of us have to quarantine. No. You don't punish the whole family because one person's sick. But on farms, if one chicken, they stick the PCR thing up their beak to the little chicky brains, pull that shit out. Whoa, Mr. Farmer John? Farmer John, this chicky over here has bird flu. I know it's acting normal. It's acting normal. Doesn't even look like it has the manes. The feathers are real nice and fluffy. You're following all the damn guidelines. This farm is very clean. But he has Boyd flu. That's what the PCR test said. So guess what? Kill them all. Farmer John, wait a minute. Wouldn't that mean that we have less food in the food supply? And the price of eggs going to go up too. And I lose all that money. You'll get subsidized. Okay. It's getting rid of our food. It's jacking up the prices. And it's tyranny for us because if this shit sticks, yet again, this big bullshit scamdemic in the making, they want to lock you down. They want to martial law you. Us. They want to do whatever they can, any way they can do it. Hashtag do not comply. Hashtag resist. Bullshit. We're not falling for it. Fool us once, which they didn't, but I'm just saying, shame on them. Fool you twice, shame on you, pilgrim. That's what I got for you. Don't be a troll.
Sweet dreams.